The sit-stand sit is a great exercise for the core, and it also helps with rear leg strength, coordination, and awareness. I like to start with the dog's front legs elevated a bit. Here I'm using a block that's about 3 inches high, but you can start with a 2x4 or any solid item that's about half as high as the distance from the ground to your dog's carpus or wrist. When you start like this with the front feet elevated, your dog will be more likely to keep the front feet still while all the movement occurs in the rear feet, and that's an essential component of the exercise. Okay, so start the exercise with your dog standing with the front feet on the board. While holding some great food just above your dog's head, curl your other hand over your dog's butt and push your fingers around the back of and under the butt, and then pull downward and forward to encourage your dog to move the rear feet forward and sit. Give a treat once your dog has moved his feet forward and planted his butt on the ground. Give your dog a second or two to think about what a good dog he is. Then lower the food slightly and place your hand under your dog's abdomen just in front of the rear legs to help him stand up. If your dog seems hesitant to stand, sometimes tickling the tummy helps. Repeat this until your dog has sat and stood again a total of 5 times. Once your dog can do that, elevate your dog's front feet a bit more. You can keep adding boards of about the same height until your dog's feet are elevated to the height of its elbows when it's standing. Or instead of a stack of boards, you can use an upside down plastic storage bin, a footstool, or any other solid object you might have around the house. Each time you elevate the height of your dog's front feet, this exercise gets substantially harder for your dog because of the weight shift to the rear. So be patient and use lots of praise and treats.